Let me ask you one thing. If you could describe auction in two words, how would you do that?
Remarkably enthusiastic.
Fun and...
good life.
Wine helps.
Crazy fun.
Way to put me on the spot.
Generous love.
Amazing wines.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Charitable mayhem.
Rock on.
I don't think that's possible.
Fantastilistic.
Positive and big.
Giving back.
Giving back.
Can I use three?
Sensory experience.
A whole lot of...
fun.
Glamour circus.
Very generous.
Fun and delightful.
Elegant Napa.
That's a hard one.
Great wine.
A community involvement.
Oh, wow. Fun, fun.
Tiny bubbles in the wine make me feel happy, make me feel fun. Tiny bubbles make me warm all over.
Excellent. From Cuisine by Emeril Lagasse, to surprise cheeseburgers by Gott's Roadside, to a live cheetah and two jaguar cubs, to a winning bid of $460,000, Auction Napa Valley 2012 was one of a kind. After last year's rain, we saw the complete opposite at Meadowood Country Club, with this year's temps close to 90 degrees and never-ending blue skies. This special podcast will go online in multiple parts, beginning with the barrel auction, which took place Friday, June 1st. A very special thank you to Judd Finkelstein of Judd's Hill Wines for performing our intro theme, Tiny Bubbles, on his ukulele. With special thanks to the Chapelet family, honorary chairs of this amazing event, and the Napa Valley Vintners Association, we present Auction Napa Valley 2012, Part 1.
We are here with our first interview of the Barrel Auction 2012 with Cindy Paulson. How are you doing, Cindy?
I'm great. It's such a beautiful day, and Jarvis is such a beautiful location. I want to go trout fishing. Gorgeous lake. I just keep thinking, can I go trout fishing while everyone has breakfast?
If the trout know you're here, they're far gone, believe me. They're like, no, she's going to serve us.
Yeah, I would, actually. I love cooking trout.
Excellent. You're doing the breakfast here for the media meet and greet?
This morning I'm doing the media breakfast. It's a meet and greet time for everybody. And then I'm going to go on and do food from all three restaurants. Brassica is doing a great gazpacho. Cindy's Backstreet Kitchen is doing churros with really cool Mexican chocolate sauce, because sometimes you just need something sweet in the middle of the day. And then we're doing the ribs from Mustards, because one year we didn't do the ribs and we got yelled at so much I gave up and just have done ribs every year.
I think that's sort of a search and destroy thing. Where are the ribs?
Yeah, I know. People go, where are the ribs? I want my ribs. Where's Cindy? Where's the ribs? So they're going to get them. And we're a big table. All three of us are together, so it's kind of nice.
Excellent. That's great. And I will say, you do phenomenal ribs.
Thank you. I think I was a barbecue person in my previous life, because it's my favorite kind of food to cook. Even though I run semi-fancy, semi-casual California restaurants, there's barbecue something in every one of them.
Well, pulled pork. You're an expert at pulled pork, and that's not easy to do. Do it well, anyway.
Once you get it, though, you've got it down. It's all in the smoker.
So you're doing a lot today, and this is all for the auction. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Well, it's hard to say no to the locals and the regulars and all my friends when they ask me for something. So this is always a hard, long weekend.
Yeah, and you're 100% invested in, aren't you?
Oh, definitely. And I just take a big load of vitamins and charge out the door.
So we're talking about your new restaurant, which is called Brassica. And tell me how things are going since you've opened up.
Well, Brassica's doing well. St. Lena's having a restaurant splurge, so there's a lot of competition, but we're getting really good feedback. And so I'm really happy about it. I hope you can come and see it while you're here.
Yeah, I want to give it a try. Different look on the inside, because this was originally Go Fish, which I really enjoyed myself, but, you know, things change.
Well, I love Go Fish too, but it didn't work out with the sustainability. And this is a lot more wine friendly. We have 70 wines by the glass. We have a great keg program with 12 different great wines on the keg that are fabulous, and it's really wonderful doing that. And then we've also got this vintner program for people that don't have tasting rooms and such. We have 2-ounce pours, 5-ounce pours, 500 milliliters and 750 milliliters you can get things in, so you can try a bunch of different things. And people are loving the 2-ounce pours because they can get two or three different glasses per course of a small amount of wine.
All right, so you're getting your own tasting going on there. That's great.
Yeah, it's super fun.
Cindy, thanks very much for all you do. Thank you for making this breakfast for us. We're very lucky to have you here, and the Valley's very lucky that you're here.
Well, thank you, Ray. It's always fun to see you.
Thank you. I'm here with William Jarvis of Jarvis Winery. How are you doing today?
I'm happy to meet all these people. We have 2,000 guests today, so I'm just started meeting them.
Are you going to be able to remember everybody's name?
Well, that's my specialty.
Oh, I'm impressed with that. Wow, you knew my name. Oh, I have a name tag on. So you have an extremely huge piece of property up here, and we're at Atlas Peak, if I'm correct, right? Or
Atlas Peak is the next peak over, right? But yeah, we have 1,300 acres. Although we only have 37 acres planted in grapes, but we chose the right spots.
Well, when we were riding up, our driver was telling us about the section that is somewhat of an experimental section that has all kinds of different varietals in the area. But that's mostly sort of for people to walk through. That's not something you're making wine from, is that correct?
No, we don't make wine at all from them. We learned a little about how the different varieties react on the property. And in fact, it led us to planting some Tempranillo, which we might not have done otherwise. But it's fun for visitors to come in, particularly at harvest time, and taste 47 different varieties of grapes.
47 varieties. There's nobody in the valley that does anything like that, do they?
It's a lot of varieties, yes.
That's pretty amazing.
And some of them are table grapes, but sure. Most of them are wine grapes.
What are your varieties that you offer in wine?
Mainly, we're with the Chardonnay and the Cabernet Sauvignon, and then it's Bordeaux blending ingredients, the Cabernet Franc, the Merlot, Petit Verdot.
And what's your output, roughly?
We somewhat less than 1,000 cases a year, so we're a small winery.
Small winery with a lot of acreage.
Yeah, we don't want to be any bigger. We're at the right size.
And for our listeners, is it by appointment, or can they just come up here and visit?
It's by appointment. Like most other places in the county, you call and make an appointment, come visit the winery and taste their wines.
Excellent. And if our listeners would like to learn more about you online, how would they do that?
JarvisWines.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you for throwing this great party, and more importantly, thanks for inviting us.
We're real glad to have you.
Thank you. So I should jump in here. I'm jumping. We're here with Cyril Chapelet, and the Chapelet family are the honorary chair this year for the auction.
We are. It's been an amazing ride, and it's been going on for about 8 months of preparation, getting everything together. They actually let us know over a year ago, but it kind of takes a little while to settle in, so you really have to make it happen. So things are well underway. Last night we had the big bidder party. We had about 100 people at the vineyard, at that meadow that you've been at, overlooking the lake. And very, very successful. I think people had a great time. The party went on till all hours, but we had a surprise performance from an amazing musician, Charles Yang, who came and played for us, and a group of other musicians who kept playing all through the evening. All of my nieces, nephews, brothers, and sisters were all there, so it was a full family experience, and anybody who's there who doesn't understand that it's a Chapelet family does now.
So. That's an audience pretty much right there, the Chapelet family, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty big. It's a 6 brothers and sisters, and 9 nieces and nephews, and even a great-grandbaby down there. So it kind of goes along. So
great-grandbaby. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. No, but we're expecting some really great things from the auction this year. Mom's transformed Meadowood into an amazing feat of a vineyard evolution from the very, very beginning of a vineyard all the way through the point where we replant, and you have to see it to believe it. So when you're there, you can walk through it and explain it on the mic to everybody and tell them what it is all about and what happened. So
I look forward to that. And again, thank you very much for inviting us. You were telling me about this lot with Lady Antebellum, and I interrupted you. So why don't you go and explain that to me, if you don't mind?
My wife, Blakeslee, was the chairperson who chaired all of the live auction lots. And so she decided we wanted to tweak it up a little bit, see if we could get some other friends to help us out. And a gentleman named Gary Borman, who's a lifelong friend of mine, was the manager for Lady Antebellum before they became as famous as they are, with 7 Grammys and 7 this and 7 that and all these different things. And so, therefore, on the 7th of October, we are having a concert, a private live concert at the Reserve, which is the property right next to Meadowood. And this is being put on by 6 different vintners. And if I can remember all those, I know it's the Gargiulos, it's Silver Oak, it's the Duncans, it's Bo and Heidi Barrett from Mauna Lena, it's myself. Okay, so now that's 4.
That was 5.
That's 5, okay. So there's one other that I will think of. Oh, I know, it's Raymond, it's Charles and Gina. So Charles and Gina are also hosting this. So it's six wineries who are hosting a party for 28 people, and we hope it'll be great fun. We love the band. Charles, Hillary, and Dave put together a great little video that will be shown in the tent, just inviting the Napa Valley to come bid on it. So they'll be here for 3 or 4 days, playing with everybody, but having a little acoustical concert at the Reserve. So that's a really kind of a really cool lot. Then one of the other really cool lots is a friend of mine, Michael Lawrence, who has a company called Passage to Africa, and he literally flew 28 hours from South Africa to be here at dinner last night, and is here at the Napa Valley Wine Auction to help me to put together an auction lot, which is a photo safari for four people being hosted by Blakesley and myself, and they will go all through South Africa and Tanzania, and you will see some of the most incredible animals that anybody's ever seen behind a camera and actually right with the animals. And Michael Lawrence is just a world-class guy, and we are so excited about this lot. So we got a couple really fun lots that we're involved with this year, and we hope that they'll go big and be fun, and the right people will buy them, because my belief is that if we're going to put all this effort and energy together, it better be something fun that we want to do. And then if it works, it works.
I agree. And it's not even a matter of one-upping it year after year. It's more a matter of the diversity, the change, the extreme. You know, that's what makes the whole thing very exciting.
I think you're absolutely right. And the wines, of course, we're going to have lots of our wines in all these things. And that's part of the whole thing. We're promoting the Napa Valley. This is where we live. This is where we do it. And the diversity of having these lots being different, exciting, imaginative is what we were looking for this year, and I think we have some of the best lots we've ever seen in the auction this year. And it's all about the party. And if everybody has a great time, we're successful, and I think we'll all be delighted.
We're off to a great start this morning. For our listeners to learn about you as well as auction online, how would they do that?
Well, you can come visit us. That's the easiest way. And
and they should, by the way.
Yeah, you've been there. You and I have talked many times up at the Vineyard. And if we could get you out there, that'd be the best thing. If you can't get out there, the other thing to do is, of course, buy a bottle of our wine and drink it. And so it's Chapelet, Chappellet. And you can go to chapelet.com easily. You can look at us on the website. You can call the winery at 1-800-4-WINERY. And you can get hold of us. But there's all kinds of ways you can get hold of us. But truly the best thing is come to the Napa Valley. Come visit us. Come see what we all do. There's 435 vintners who are members of this association who have open doors for you all. So we look forward to seeing you as well as they do. But Pritchard Hill is a unique part of the valley.
It's a very unique, and it's just a beautiful drive to go up there.
Cyril, thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
Darn good seeing you, man.
Absolutely good to see you.
This will be a lot of fun.
You're great.
All right, I am here with one of our best friends, Karen Cakebread of Ziada Wines. Karen, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Ray. Glad to see you back for Wine Auction this year.
It's great to be back. Thank you for having us. So tell me, how are things going for you this year?
Well, better. It's not raining.
Right.
We had a pretty good spring in the vineyards. We didn't have a lot of frost, so things are moving along in the vineyard. I think it's going to be shaping up to be a good growing season, so we're pretty excited about that after a couple of short years. So I'm hoping and praying for more grapes this year.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
How was your 2011, or when will you be releasing your 2011?
Yeah, 2000.
And I should say this, the Ziada Sauvignon Blanc,
yes.
One of my favorites.
Yes, yes, yes. Actually, the good news is it's released. I just released it in April, and obviously, 2011 was a short vintage, so I only have about 265 cases of wine to sell. Sad
I am now making a sad face.
Yeah, a sad face. Yeah, I'm making a sad face, too. So I'm hoping this year I can get some more fruit and have the vineyards back up to production. So it's doing well. There's not much of it, so I'm trying to let it out slowly and keep everybody supplied throughout the summer.
And you've done very well. You've had a situation where you've sold out a few times, haven't you?
Fortunately, knock on wood, I sell out every year, so I'm happy about that. But it sounds like a good story, but really I don't have that much wine to sell.
Well, and that's a double-edged sword, because obviously your fans are going to go, what do you mean you don't have any wine?
Yeah, I was so thrilled, because last year I sent out a pre-release order in the fall, and a lot of people ordered the Sauvignon Blanc so they could secure their allocation, so that was pretty rewarding.
Yeah, that was smart. And still, it's a very reasonably priced wine, too, which makes it great.
Yeah, well, thank you. And it's sort of getting its own little following now, so that's it's fun. That's what it's all about, right?
It's well-earned, too. Now, just for me, I recall you said it was available at Napa Style. Is that correct?
Let's see. Napa Style not yet is there. St. Helena Wine Center and Acme Fine Wines in St. Helena both have it right now. And then I'm going to deliver some to Mustard's, one of Cindy's restaurants, here in a few weeks. And so it's getting out there. I rolled it out to my mailing list first and let my customers have what they want. And then the rest I'm now opening up to the trade. And
People want to learn about Karen Cake Bread and Ziada Wines. How would they do that online?
www.ziadawines.com. I have a website. You can sign up for the mailing list. You can go online and look at the history and look at the varietals and see pictures of my dogs and my mom.
And, of course, your famous character in the backyard.
Yeah. I love that picture. My moose in the backyard, yeah, which is on my Facebook page, that picture you took. So.
Karen, thanks very much.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you. That was great. Yeah. I like that.
We're here with Judd Finkelstein of Judd's Hill. And conveniently, he has what I would regard as one of the most popular instruments of our time, the ukulele.
That's right.
And it's a beautiful one, too, I might add.
Thanks very much. This is Ko Aloha. It's a family workshop in Honolulu, and they make these, and their business kind of reminds me of our business here in Napa Valley. It's sort of a mom and pop and their kids, and they have been churning out these beautiful ukuleles for the world, and that's why I play them. They're beautiful to look at, and they're beautiful sounding as well.
If our listeners would like to learn a little bit more about Judd's Hill, how would they find out about you online?
Well then, very simple. I'm about simplicity, as we found out. JuddsHill.com. No apostrophe in there, just JuddsHill.com. Judd's Hill, Facebook. Come see us, because we are open daily by appointment, too. We've got a really nice, fun, it is fun, tasting room, south end of Silverado Trail, and a guaranteed good time for all. Thank you for supporting Auction Napa Valley.
Yep. Judd, thanks very much.
Thanks, Ray.
Excellent. That was great.
Thank you.
That worked out beautifully. I'm here with Susan Boswell of Chateau Boswell. Susan, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. Tell me a little bit about Chateau Boswell, if you will.
Chateau Boswell is on Silverado Trail in St. Helena, 3468 Silverado Trail, and we have been here in the Napa Valley since 1979, when there were only 72 wineries in the Napa Valley, now with almost 600 brands, and today 320 plus members who are a part of Auction Napa Valley Weekend.
And you are on the board of directors.
Yes, I am.
And what does that involve? I mean, just kind of help getting everything organized?
Oh, and at the board of directors, we have a number of different goals and missions. Relative to this weekend, it is all about giving back to our community. So over the course of time, through the auction Napa Valley, we have donated over $100 million to health, education, and welfare of those people in need in our community.
I think that's outstanding, and you deserve a great deal of congratulations. But I know that's not what you're looking for. You're looking for forwarding the community.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think our focus this upcoming year is on young children and how we can help them to be successful in their future. And lot number 40, which is fun to need in this auction, is an absolutely darling example of a bunch of little children raising their hands. I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to be a pilot. I'm going to be whatever. And it's all about helping kids to become a part of our society, a contributing part of our society.
If our listeners would like to learn more about Chateau Boswell online, how would they do that?
They can go to our website at chateauboswell.com.
Well, thank you very much for being involved, and thank you for inviting us to the auction.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Cheers. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. In your state, you have a Swiss community that's called Nuglarus.
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
you know that very well.
I'm from Switzerland, you know, and I remember when I came 139 years ago driving through there, there was this, it said, Evangelische Kirche. You know, this was Nuglarus. It was interesting. Some Swiss must have found a home there, yeah.
So how are you doing today?
Excellent, thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
We're happy to see you, and this is my first opportunity to talk to you. And I have to say, because you and your husband, what you started with this auction and how you've welcomed people into the community and how you've taught everybody that wine is all about people.
Wine is all about people, the joie de vivre, you know, what you create when you have the ambiance, when you have friends and family together with good wine, good food. You know, having lived 139 years, I must say some of the great moments of my life were around the table. Maybe yours too, huh?
What a beautiful place to live, though, to be able to spend your life and then to be around wine and about making wine.
And good wine.
Making very good wine.
Yes.
So you're still very active from what I can see as far as in the business of wine.
Yes, I'm still. My endeavor is really to talk about Robert Mondavi, my late husband, because he was such an influence to the Napa Valley and for me too. And we were married 28 fabulous years, and I would like to keep that memory alive.
I had the honor of interviewing Marshall Mondavi as well as Carissa Mondavi.
Wonderful. Now that's continuum.
Continuum, yeah.
Isn't it wonderful that on we go, you know?
I was startled at how much Carissa's eyes remind me of your husband's eyes.
Yes, very, very, a very thank green. He had green eyes for an Italian with green eyes.
So what is on your agenda for today? Are you going to be at the auction? Are you going to be at the barrel auction today?
Yes, I'm going to be at the barrel auction. It's always exciting. And a taste of Napa Valley, where the different restaurants bring the tidbits, you know. Food is part of wine, so it's fun. And especially meeting so many people, because the vintners are here, the high bidders are here. Also, the community gets together. And there is a festive atmosphere. And I say every day is a present, and let's enjoy.
I think your husband's very proud of you right now, seeing how you've carrying on the tradition.
Thank you very much, Ray. Yes, and I'm just also at the cusp of publishing my own book, which is coming out in July. So,
what's the name of the book?
Moi.
Excellent.
Yes.
Well, I look forward to that, and that'll be available. Are you going to go on a book signing tour?
Yes, I'm going to. But Milwaukee hasn't invited me.
It's New Glarus. That's where they're going to bring you. You need to send them a note. They'd be very proud to have you, I'm sure.
It's sort of a three-phase book. The first phase is my we brought up in Switzerland. I call it my black and white phase, because at that time nobody took colored pictures, you know. So mother and father, and we went to school and college and all that. Then I met an American, and would you believe I moved to South Dakota?
Of all places.
But I loved America. It was a great change. And then we had three children. He was an army officer, and we traveled the world. So, and then came to Napa Valley, and that changed my life, because I fell in love with Robert Mondavi. And so the last part is my wonderful 28 years with Robert.
What an amazing life you've had.
Still have.
Still have. What am I saying? Had, yeah. Margaret, thank you very much for taking the
thank
time
you,
to talk
Ray.
With us.
Lovely
a
to
real
talk
pleasure
with you.
To meet you.
All right.
I look forward to seeing you later on today.
Thanks for listening to this program. This is the end of part one of Auction Napa Valley 2012. Part two of Auction Napa Valley is available at lifebetweenthevines.com. Special thanks to the Napa Valley Vintners Association and to the Chapelet family for their support. For more information on the Napa Valley Vintners Association, visit napavintners.com. Life Between the Vines, copyright 2012.